Ramos going up to get that ball and somehow corrals it, takes it around the outside, and beats Owen Gage at their own game, gets up the sideline for a nice gain. First down now for the Eagles.
Allegedly not. It's second in the yard.
No, it looks like he stepped out early.
Must have. Second in the yard to go for Caseville. Siegfried under center. And hands it off to...
That's a new guy there,
that's
Clark.
That's a new man. Number...
Two.
30, nope, that's not a new man, Dave. You know who's on the mound? Number 34, Cole Simmons. Chris Newton was throwing us off in there, and he's brought down by Kevin Brinkman. And now it's a first down. 10 to go for the Eagles. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in regulation. Owen Gage, 59. Caseville, 20. Caseville coming out of their huddle. In the pro set in the backfield, Simmons and Chris Newton. Siegfried under center. As they hand off to Newton, out for the running, down to the 45, out to the 48-yard line. Nice little pickup there for Newton, brought down by Devin Lorenz. And it's an 8-yard pickup, second and two.
A nice burst of speed there from Chris Newton. He's a senior, listed at 5'6", a buck 25. Nice burst of speed through the line of scrimmage to get a quick 8 yards.
Second and two, 48-yard line. Same formation, two men in the backfield. Minute 20 left in regulation. And there's low snap. Siegfried had to go down and grab it. And didn't matter at all because there was a false start on it anyway.
I think at the end here, 48, Mason Kazefka got a little bit of early start on that one.
Now we got a little bit of a communication error going as if Congress is back in session. And nothing yet is decided. As there's no such thing in a football game as bipartisanship. And now it backs it up 5 yards. And a second down and 7 to go. Less than a minute to play. Case will bring in some substitutions. Breaks the huddle. This might be the last play. Might see two more plays. And now we have a timeout called by Caseville. And just for those keeping score at home in the Bad Axe game, Bad Axe recovers the onside kick on the ensuing kickoff and has the ball trailing by 9 points sometime in the second half. 37.7 seconds left. We have a timeout called by Caseville, as this is a true learning moment for the coaches here in Caseville, Jason Pierce and Craig Newton, discussing this with their team, teaching them. And this is building a program from literally the ground up. 4 years ago, they brought football back to Caseville. Here they are 4 years in with a win under their belt against Hale. Saw moments of greatness in this game with Cole Simmons, a four-year starter and captain on this team. And where do they move from here?
Well, you look at this same game last year. Owen Gage, a very good team, just like they are this year. Scores a lot of points. You can say that at least about them. Only scored once on them last year. Scored 20 points on them here tonight. So if that's not an improvement, I don't know what is, as they scored 3 or 4 times here tonight, which is different than last year. So they are heading in the right direction. But, again, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to take some time, and they're doing a good job so far.
Alice in the shotgun. Simmons to his right. Actually, I take that back. Simmons is going to be taking the snap, and it goes over his head, and he needs to dive on it back to the 33-yard line with 31 seconds left. We have another timeout called by Caseville, so they'll get at least one more playoff in this ballgame.
Yeah, again, Jason Pierce has got to play. He wants to run, and it looks like it's with Cole Simmons as the quarterback. If the center could just get the ball down, he snapped it over their heads probably 4 or 5 times tonight, costing Caseville any chance to make some big plays here.
As you're listening to the WLIW Sports presentation of Game of the Week, Caseville hosting the Owen Gage Bulldogs. The Bulldogs will be securing this victory to move on to 3-0 on the season. Caseville trying to get a few more last plays under their belt to finish this fourth quarter. Third and plenty to go. First down marker at the 49-yard line. They're lining up at the 34. It's a long 16 yards for the first down. Two receivers, one each way. Simmons now at your quarterback, throws this one downfield, and this one is incomplete to Drew Lepic at the 45-yard line of Owen Gage territory, and now 20 seconds remain in this ballgame.
Yeah, they're letting Cole Simmons take the snap and throw it down the field. Not the best-looking ball we've seen tonight, but it stays clear of the Owen Gage defenders, but falls incomplete. Two Caseville wide receivers in the area, but neither one of them can corral it, and the last timeout being used here by Coach Pierce.
Caseville uses their third and final timeout as they are going to get one more playoff with 3.9 seconds left in regulation to wrap this ball game up. Well, running clock brought this fourth quarter much quickly through, which is a good thing because on my drive summary sheet here, I only had one more spot to go. So... That's pleasurable for that, at least.
Well, you have to keep that in mind for your next eight-man game. You better bring an extra sheet.
And I think Kayla O'Neill will need another set of hands, or at least an assistant to the director of social media and media relations. Or we'll just could have co-directors, I guess.
Could be.
We'll see how what kind of mood she is in that week. Of course, only in jest. Caseville facing a fourth and 16 yards to go with 3.9 seconds left. As it's a 39-point differential right now. And as in regards to our media round table, we'll discuss that in our postgame show. And regardless, it's either going to be Paul Adams or Dave Hansen getting on the board in week number three, finally, as it's a handoff to number 13, Min Jae Kim. And he is brought down with a flag on the tackle. In the backfield, he's a foreign exchange student from South Korea with that carry. And that is the end of regulation. 59-20 final score from Caseville, Michigan. The Owen Gage Bulldogs advance to 3-0. And Caseville falls to 1-2, a horse collar by tackle. And they're going to give him one more play.
Yes, they are.
I got to do that all again, you're saying?
Well,
all right,
let's see. Absolutely. The game can't end on a penalty, Clark. Can't end on a defensive penalty.
Yeah. Well, I'll have a better. I'll be more fluid, I guess, the second time. I'll see what I can come up with.
Well, you got a practice run. So that was like your mulligan there.
And you know I need plenty of those.
Oh, if I sold those, I would be rich. Yes.
Here comes Caseville. Cole Simmons, now your quarterback. One wide each way, looking back to pass, throws this downfield, and it is in and out of the hands of Drew Lepic, and that is the end of regulation. Owen Gage brings home the victory in week number three, advancing to 3-0, taking out the Caseville Eagles 59-20 in Caseville. Owen Gage 3-0, Caseville 1-2, on to week number four.
I don't know if you're more fluid, but you're more emphatic on that one. So just, if that counts for anything, then you did better.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. We'll return in 2.5 minutes to wrap this game up from Caseville, Michigan, on the WLEW Sports Network. Owen Gage 59, Caseville 20, on your home for high school football.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. If you waited for the best deal of the year to get a new Ford, the time is now. On 2015 Ford cars and SUVs, get at least 0% for 72 months, plus a $1,000 rebate. On new 2015 Ford F-150 pickups, get 0% for 72 months, or great lease specials.
Lease an F-150 for 2 years for $349 a month with zero down. See dealer for details.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, the Regantine Lukowski Long Group can help with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Lynn Regantine, Bill Lukowski, or Scott Long today at 810-376-4710. Office is located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville, with a second location at 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial result. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, a registered investment advisor.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad X. Support